And I want to ask, how has, currently, you're making six figures, and you reach the million podcast download, you're having a lot of successful coaching calls. How has your faith in Christ changed from having that moment, having those dreams, to now living those dreams out in real life? Like, how has your faith in Christ changed or has helped you in this process?
Oh my gosh. I think that God allows us to go through so many struggles that pertain to our calling because we're supposed to help people in that area. Like, I look at my friends who have gone through like infidelity in their marriage, but now their marriage is restored and they're literally walking out some type of mission work in marriage restoration or marriage ministry. I'm like, that was part of your journey, And, but we sit in the pain of the lesson and we think that it's something's wrong with us or God's not for me. So what I'm saying now, being on the other side of it, is like my faith is exponentially bigger because now I see why God let those things happen. Like he let my business fail. He let me idolize my business. He let me become a hot mess. He let me mess up and fail because he knew that when I walked out of all of that, it was what I needed to help other people through. Like that was the whole call in my whole life is helping people see that you can have a kingdom business or you can have a worldly business. So my faith is like 10x because I get it. I'm on the other side of it. And when I finally surrendered it, like, I don't know how this thing makes money. God's like, here you go. I'm like, God, I don't know how to grow this thing. He's like, here you go. I'm like, Lord, I need a team now. I don't know how to build this. I don't have anybody on my team. Here you go. God, I don't know. There's no doors opening. I'm not sure how to go to the next level. Here you go. Like when we get out of our own way and we stop trying to control every single piece of our own journey, God helps us. Like I'm a control freak and I wanted to be the one like let me crush open a door. Let me crush this door open so that I can have success. The whole point was my obedience to go, God, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to work. I'm ready to do this, but you tell me what to actually do. It was that posture that helped him know I'm ready for that. And so now being on the other side, like, I also think if this helps anybody, like, God is not just this unreachable, unattainable, like, of course, he's holy. Amen. But he's also your best friend. He is your counselor, your friend, your dad or your mom, he is your therapist. He is everything. And so when I started to just grow in relationship, I'm talking like the second I open my eyeballs, I'm like, "Hi God." A butterfly flies by and I'm like, "Hi Lord." Like I see him everywhere. I talk to him all the time. I'm doing the dishes and I'm being dumb. I'm mad at something, I'm judging something and I'm like, Lord, help me out here. I'm feeling real human right now. I'm comparing, I'm judging, like, or I'm in the middle of an argument with my husband. I'm like, Holy Spirit, please speak for me. And I mean it. And like, I'm just full out with God. And it's been an evolution. We don't just wake up and that happens, right? It's an intentionality of like, what are my new habits going to look like? How am I going to control my mind? Am I in scripture? Am I getting comfortable with prayer? Like it's an action and a decision that you lean into every single day. And when you do that, you have no choice but to grow with God. There's no other way but up when you're partnered with him.
Amen to that. And which leads me to add one of my last question. Being the fact that you're a mother, a wife, how do you balance being a multi six figure CEO and while staying present and connected with your family?
Yeah, so good. So I used to think being successful meant working all the time. I used to think that it meant hustle, striving, being in control of everything. And what's so interesting is now I'm like, who defined success for me? I was letting the world define success, and I was afraid of it because of that. I'm afraid to become successful again because it means ignoring my family. It means I'm unavailable. And there's some point in time where I realized, why is that the definition of success? Why can't success look like I am a present God-centered CEO with an amazing team who runs operations, who runs marketing? We have interns now in this company. I work so much less than I ever worked in my entire life and make so much more impact and so much more income. I'm supporting people's families with this business. I'm like, that's success. I close my laptop at 3 o'clock, get my kids from school, and I don't pick it up again until the next day. Like, who's defining what success looks like in your life? And if so, and if it's not aligned and sitting with your heart, rewrite it. Anybody listening, get out a sheet of paper. Ask God to work through that pen with you to create a vision for the life that he has for you 3, 5, 10 years from now. And then go and do the first thing that God says on that sheet of paper and trust that the doors will open and the way will appear for you. It's so cool to have a business where I can be fully present with my family, because God didn't just create us to run a kingdom business. He also created us to raise kingdom kids. If that's a call over your life, to be a kingdom spouse, to give at a kingdom capacity, to shepherd your health, right? To shepherd your body as a temple of the Holy Spirit. We can do all these things through the power of Jesus Christ. It's all available for you. You just have to completely surrender it to have God show you the how.
What's up, family? If you enjoyed this clip, click the link down below to check out the full episode of this interview, and remain blessed.